Enrollment matters a lot for a school like Hampshire College, with just about 1,400 students and a relatively small endowment. So Hampshire had some budget problems this year when the student body came up about 60 students short.
We actually under-enrolled. We missed when we guessed what our yield was going to be.
Meredith Twombly is Dean of Enrollment and Retention at Hampshire. She says the 51-year-old college changed its admissions process over the last few years, trying to become more selective.
And these are just things that happen when you make a dramatic shift in your strategy. It takes a while for things to get predictable.
At the time, the school also cited campus protests over racism as a potential factor in the decline. Fewer applicants chose to attend, and more students than expected decided not to return. This year, Twombly and her team changed their strategy again. They made more conservative estimates and hoped to see enrollment pick back up next fall. But right as application season kicked off,
one school is facing backlash as its
college in Massachusetts called Hampshire College.
After one flag was set on fire.
After someone set one ablaze to protest Trump.
A few days after the election, the American flag at the center of campus was burned. The school president later had the flag taken down, saying it was distracting from a larger conversation about the school's values. Veterans protested, politicians complained, the flag went back up, and the situation drew a lot of attention to the small college. Discussing the situation on Fox News, Bill O'Reilly made this prediction.
Well, they're done. The college is done. You pointed out, it's a laughingstock.
But could a controversy like this actually have an impact on Hampshire's enrollment? Jonathan Smith is an assistant professor of economics at Georgia State University. He's the co-author of a new research paper that measures how a scandal on a college campus can impact applications to the school.
Students certainly do respond to scandals negatively.
Smith's research shows just one negative mention of a college in the New York Times can reduce applications 5%. A long-form article can cause a decline of 10%.
So there's sort of this increasing relationship where you see the more media attention there was around a particular scandal, the fewer applications the school would get the following year.
But the key word in Smith's research is scandal. He's focused on serious crimes like sexual assault or violent hazing. The situation at Hampshire, though controversial, doesn't quite fit the bill.
I think that what was happening at Hampshire College has the potential to attract some applicants, but also deter some applicants. So it's not exactly obvious what's going to happen on net.
It's an out-of-the-ordinary situation. And Hampshire is an out-of-the-ordinary college. The school has no majors, no letter grades, and it was founded on a philosophy of alternative education. Adam Metch is president of a private college advising company called College Advisor of New England. He's helped students and families through the process of picking colleges for more than 20 years. Metch says a school's atmosphere is one of the most important things for applicants to consider.
It's not about elite kids getting into elite schools, so it really is understanding what the dominant culture of a school is, not just size, location, major, but political climate, for example.
Metch says Hampshire College is not the kind of school just any student would want to apply to, and those who do apply are probably expecting something a little different. Dana Maple Feeney is a third year at Hampshire, and the unique atmosphere is exactly why she decided to enroll.
So I showed up, and I just felt like so much different than I've ever felt anywhere else. Just hearing people talking about what they were studying, and I don't think that anything really would have changed that feeling.
Feeney says her younger brother is looking at colleges right now, and she's encouraging him to consider Hampshire. Dean of Enrollment Meredith Twombly hopes that, for new applicants, Hampshire's distinctive campus culture will outweigh recent criticisms of the school. Hampshire's first two admissions deadlines for early decision and early action candidates have already passed. Twombly says so far those show about a 5% increase in applications over last year.
That was my first indicator that, you know what, this might not have a big impact.
The protests at Hampshire have dispersed, the news trucks have left, pundits have moved on to the next subject, and Twombly says she feels optimistic, looking ahead to the college's biggest application deadline in mid-January. For New England Public Radio, I'm Catherine Davis-Young.